This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the weekly American Family Farmer Hour, a radio program and a podcast. Thousands of people are listening on the podcast. You can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All of the past episodes are archived there, and you can listen to the program every week in its entirety on the radio, a couple of hundred radio stations. This has been something that was a project I put together because of my passion as a broadcaster and also as a dairy farmer, of getting information out for the American family farmer, the small farmer, trying to figure out how to survive in this era of the huge agribusinesses that are buying up land and buying up farms and putting the small farmer out of business. I'm not a fan of that by any stretch of the imagination. This program came into being as we try to figure out who the family farmer was or is, and the problems, understanding why there is a problem here. My background brought me around to it because I had a problem on my dairy farm. I had a lot of problems. Land too expensive. You can't farm basically where I am anymore. There's too much pressure to develop it. There also are lots of regulators and regulations in an area where there aren't a lot of experienced people who are working for the government, who are supposedly overseeing what we're doing. So it created a special story, and so I'm trying to bring that story to all those who work on the farm, but also to the locavores. This is about what we all eat. This is about what we grow. This is about why we need to keep our American family farmers strong and how to do it. I get kind of a kick out of, and it wasn't a positive kick. I kind of blow hot and cold on Sonny Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture. There has been a lot of discussion, and many of you probably have participated in some of the ancillary discussion. The Tax Cuts, the Jobs Act that was passed in December of last year, supposed to spur economic growth across all of our country. And there are usually, when these things are passed, especially as quickly as this one was, there's unintended consequence to, in this circumstance, Section 199A, which was designed to preserve the benefits for cooperatives and their patrons. But it has basically made a mess of it because of things that they didn't take into account. From the agricultural, there are a lot of people just angry from the agricultural community raising questions about the market effects on cooperatives and grain-related businesses as well. This was the bill that was passed by Congress was supposed to equalize federal tax treatment of cooperatives and non-cooperatives. Sonny Perdue says it's overwhelmingly supported through the agriculture community. I don't know who the hell he's talking to. I don't know anybody who's a member of a co-op who thinks that this thing is going to be good in the long run. The agriculture community has expressed concerns since last year. A lot of statements, a lot of speeches. The NFU, National Farmers Union, says that this is a disaster for farmers who are in co-ops. So let's see who gets listened to and how this all gets corrected. You'll be happy to know that today is Cow Appreciation Day. There are a lot of dairy education programs, judging of herds and herdsmen and what they do, quality of butter and ice cream that's being made. I thought they always had these in June for some reason or another. Maybe we'll have it again in June, but it's kind of nice to know that cows are being appreciated on days other than in the month of June, which is National Dairy Day. I also thought you'd be interested to know, before we get into our focus today, with a fellow named Dave Chapman, who runs the Real Organic Project, because I really want to talk about what is real organic, because as you probably have heard me say before, the government has made a mess of the term organic and how it's used and what how it's supposed to be used and how it is being used are two different things in my experience. Before that, though, a focus on the healthier side of agriculture. You know, this bill that's been put forth, not a bill, but it will become a bill. The president wanting to add tariffs to things, and the Chinese putting tariffs on our agricultural products, meat, pork, and grain, a lot of soy, that sort of thing. And so people say, oh, that's going to devastate the American farm economy. Nah, it's not. We'll just sell them someplace else. All of this stuff is all done. These are the speculators on Wall Street that follow the commodity markets. They are the ones who kind of determine the price. And if it isn't going to go to China, it's going to go someplace else, because there's only so much land and so much food being grown in the world. And we happen to have, at this point, really good breadbasket economy because there's a demand for this stuff. And as a result of that, interesting to see some of the auction prices paid for high-quality productive farmland. I saw a recent farmland sales study from February, where a lot of farmland auctions were out in the Midwest, Mid-South, farmland prices topping $10,000 an acre. I wish I could say that. The land in my neighborhood is $300,000 an acre. You can hardly perform on that, and that's my, you know, that's my problem here, trying to figure out how to do that. At any rate, I'm looking at some pictures of some, you know, this time of year especially is exciting for all of us, because the green starts coming back into the grasses, into the fields, into the pastures, and soon we'll see long, long rows of corn or beans or whatever. It's just kind of a neat thing to see it rolling across our country. It's one of the unique things, I think, about Americana. So we celebrate that, and we hope and pray that we can keep our farms going, and I am trying to do that with this sort of new tradition on the American Family Farmer Program. In a moment, we're going to meet Dave Chapman, who's an organic farmer from Vermont, founding member of the Vermont Organic Farmers Association. We'll find out what happens on his farm, Long Wind Farm, and whether or not we can keep the quality in the term organic. Up next here on this week's American Family Farmer.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app, so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's Ulta Beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event, and beauty's biggest, is that price real, event, and beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
All right, 16 after the hour, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Dave Chapman, who's the co-founder of the Real Organic Project. He's got lots of bona fides because he is not only a founder of the Vermont Organic Farmers Group, and you and I have both belonged to NOFA. You're in the branch in Vermont, NOFA, National Organic Farmers Association. I had them certify my dairy farm here in Massachusetts, Dave. They were thorough. And I wonder, You're up in Thetford, Vermont. I know some of you had a farm up there. That's a not only a beautiful place, but a lot of educational help from the two schools that are there, right?
That's right.
When it comes to farming and stuff that goes on at the University of Vermont on one side, and what's on the other side? I've forgotten what's on the other side of the river.
Well, we got Dartmouth right down the river from us. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, yeah. So you're a lifelong farmer. You're from a farming family. Did you grow up on a farm, or did you come to it on your own? What's your story, your background?
Yeah, I actually did grow up on a dairy farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and it was a shock to everybody when I became a farmer because it didn't look like I was going to do that growing up. But I came up to Vermont and started to work for a vegetable farmer, Jake Guest, and I loved it. And one thing led to another, and here I am many years later.
So Vermont, for me, I don't like the cold weather. It's bad enough in Massachusetts, worse in Vermont, better in Pennsylvania. Why don't you just stay in Pennsylvania and farm?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't come to Vermont to farm. I came to Vermont because I was young, and a lot of young people were coming to Vermont. It was a pretty exciting place to be.
Yeah,
and it still is exciting. It's a kind of an amazing culture here, and you know, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, was an amazing farm community. Most of our neighbors actually were Amish, and now the original farm I grew up on is owned by an Amish family, and all the those farms are now owned by Amish families. So they've really continued to keep farming very alive there.
All right, so I'm going to – this may be a little too inside. When I was in college, I dated a girl named Sally Ann Huber, whose father ran the stockyard and whose uncles – ran the tractor dealerships that are still very prominent. Did you ever come across any of them as you were growing up?
Well, I did know a Hoover.
No.
It might have been her. It's been a long time, though.
Well, you and I are probably about the same age, maybe. That's what makes the story better. Why,
that's right.
Yeah. Why organic farming? What is there about the attraction? People are still trying to figure out what organic farming is all about. What's the difference in whether it's local, it's natural, it's organic? Do you agree with me that the government has sort of screwed up these definitions to a point?
Yeah, the government is part of it, but it's not something they do alone. I think that, I got into organic farming because I was a young hippie, and it was just a natural thing. It's what my community was involved with. But as I did get into it, and as I got older, I still really like that choice.
Yeah.
I have lots of friends who are not organic, but they're good farmers. And you know, let's set aside that mess that Vermont is an amazing place where there's greater cooperation or sharing between certified organic and people who might be called conventional or whatever you want to call it. They share a respect for the land and the soil and taking care of it. So I think that, you know, why organic is a big question, and it's an important one, but organic farming doesn't have an exclusive right to good farming.
Well, I think that's a great point. It is, yeah. I didn't ever get myself declared organic, although I followed all the organic principles. I was selling raw milk on my dairy for 7 years, and I just didn't want to go through the – it was a hassle here where I am to get it done, so I just didn't. I follow the organic principles, and I just never declared that I was organic. But there are, and I think that's a good thing. You just said something. There are a lot of good food. You don't have to. Organic doesn't mean you're good. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad if you're a regular farmer. And I think that's the thing we need to distinguish here as we continuing on. Yes, in a few moments on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three after the hour now, we're focused on the American family farmer, farmer to farmer. I'm a farmer, you're a farmer. Well, the locavores who support us, our listeners, people that are interested in food news, information about the places where the food is coming from, they want to know about that. It's one of the things that we support here on this program, the American family farmer. Our conversation continues with Dave Chapman, who's the co-founder, along with Dave Miskell of the Keep the Soil in Organic movement, keepthesoilinorganic.org, active for the past 5 years to maintain what they say is the integrity of the National Organic Program. This has not been a good year for the program since November, when the National Organic Standards Board met down in Florida. They have not prohibited hydro. What is hydro, and how does this mess up things with the organic community?
Yeah, Doug. Well, you know, so a relatively new invasion into the organic program is hydroponics. And right now, I would say that the majority, maybe the vast majority of certified organic tomatoes sold in supermarkets in America are grown hydroponically, most of them in Mexico. Peppers are coming up quickly, most of them grown in Canada and Holland. So we're getting a lot of imported stuff coming from a large hydroponic industry elsewhere. These are major operations, and of course berries, mostly coming from California, from Driscoll's.
Yeah.
It's not a majority yet, but it's coming up quickly. So this hydroponic production is where they're growing without soil on a massive scale. These are really factory farms, and it is pretty far from the meaning, the original meaning of organic, and it is very far from the European standards, which prohibit hydroponic. So you've got people in Holland growing hydroponically. They can't sell it as organic in Europe, but they ship it here, and it becomes organic on the boat coming over.
What's the difference between hydroponic and aquaponic?
Aquaponic is one subset of hydroponic. So aquaponic is all hydroponic provides the nutrition to the plant through a liquid feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very different from – it's sort of the ultimate chemical agriculture, in the sense that if the organic ideal was feed the soil, not the plant, well, the hydroponic ideal is feed the plant and get rid of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And aquaponic is a a system where they do that using fish waste in order to feed the plant.
Right.
And these systems work very well in terms of production per acre. They don't necessarily work as well in terms of health per acre. That is a complicated debate, and it's possible that I'm wrong. But I do think that what we're seeing here, and we're seeing the same thing with the CAFO invasion of the organic program, is we're seeing a lack of transparency. Because I think a lot of the people who go out and spend the extra money for an organic apple or
fruits,
tomato or
vegetables,
milk, whatever, eggs,
yeah.
They're expecting that that was grown in conjunction with a soil system, and they're being misled a lot right now.
Well, that's why I said what I did about the government going along with this, the big ag conglomerate. Driscoll's for, I don't know where they came from, but like it was overnight. Every place you go, where no matter where you buy your food, in any part of this country, it's Driscoll berries, Driscoll raspberries, Driscoll strawberries, Driscoll blackberries. They have a huge corner on the market.
Yes, yes. They're a big multinational. They're the biggest berry company in the world. They're the biggest organic berry company in the world, but also conventional. So, this is a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know that I noticed the difference, frankly. We'll talk about that when we continue here. 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's about time, something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This was before he became an American Idol judge on the American Family Farmer, with a focus on the farm community, the farmers themselves, what they're doing, farm-owned businesses, the locavores that eat the food that we grow or consume it. I have with me Dave Chapman. Nice to get to know him. He's co-founder of the Real Organic Project. You can check that out at realorganicproject.org. I'm concerned about organic. I was just looking. I'm going to guess, you being in Vermont and me being in Massachusetts. First of all, the Lancaster Family Farmer. Do you still read the Lancaster Farm News, the newspaper that comes out from down there?
You see it occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. I have also, maybe you read Country Folks, which is another one of the same sort of things that covers New England and New York better. And do you read that?
Actually, I get very little time to read much of anything.
Really? Well, I try to take time.
I love it, but I've been so busy working with a large group of farmers to get this project going that I'm lucky to go home and see my family at night. So,
really? So tell us about. All right, let's talk about the project itself and how you came to be as involved in it and what it's about. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of the Real Organic Project, because the USDA certification, as I have maintained, and I think you do too, it loses the meaning of organic. And so what do we do to bring it back again, or to get people educated? That's what this is really all about.
That's right. And you know, just to say, Doug, it's important to remember that three-quarters of the farms being certified as organic are small farms under 170 acres.
Right.
And I would say the vast majority of certified organic farms are real organic and will qualify for our new standards. It's a very small number of people who I feel are misleading consumers. All we're really trying to do is get transparency back into the label so people can have a sense of what they're buying. I just read that there are six certified organic dairies in Texas, and one of our standards board members from Texas said that the last family dairy farm that's certified organic is gone now. All that's left are these six CAFOs, And they produce more milk than all the certified organic farms in dairies in Wisconsin, 453 farms. So this is what we're all up against.
Yeah, it's a joke. If you have traveled in that area, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, they have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cows on a farm. They're up to their ears in manure. It's a dirty, filthy, smelly, horrible. You come down the road. I'll never forget the first time I drove across the country from west to east on the Interstate 10, driving into El Paso. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but when you're about 5-6 miles out of town, this horrible stench. Now, I'm a cow guy, and I love the smell of cow manure.
That's right. That's
weird, isn't it? But the stench from that place and the milk, how can anybody think that what's going to come out of there is qualified? It's white crap. And so joke here is that they certify it organic. Give me a break. It's a break.
Right, and unfortunately, it's not a very funny joke. So
no, it isn't.
I think that the organic movement was intended to create a different way of doing things in farming, and a way that we all hoped would come to really define American agriculture. And a little bit the opposite is happening. The real organic farming movement is growing, but as we see the amazing success of the organic label in the marketplace, that has attracted sharks. And you know, so we have large corporations coming in and wrestling with the family farmers to redefine organic. And that's been a fight that we've really been struggling to keep the integrity in the program. And, you know, I think that there was a big vote in Jacksonville last fall of the National Organic Standards Board in which we lost. And, they didn't approve hydroponics, but they failed to prohibit it. They failed to clarify the standard. And so we came back from that meeting, and a lot of farmers went and showed up there to testify. It was amazing. There were 60 farmers from all over the country who came in to a rally and to testify. And we realized that we had lost, even though the organic community overwhelmingly supported us. So what do we do? And we finally decided that we probably weren't going to win through the battle for reform. And that's what created the Real Organic Project, in an attempt to educate people about what's going on and in an attempt to create an add-on label to the USDA label that would just clarify, you know, six standards maybe, to say that, you know, the cattle actually need real pasture. The chickens need to really be outside on ground that has grass. The vegetables and the berries need to be grown in the soil. These are very simple things to grasp. And they're things that are being lost right now in the National Organic Program as they're applying the standards. Mm-hmm. The original Organic Food Production Act was a good law, and the standards that came out of that were good, but they're just being twisted as we go along by big money. And so we got to stand up and do something.
I'm all with it. In a moment, I want to have you explain for the person that is not a farmer why it's important to keep the soil inorganic. This is a movement that I've tried to explain this, and I do in my conventional radio program that I do Monday through Friday. A lot of times we talk about the farm because it's something that's near and dear to me, and people don't understand, they, in terms of fertilizer, what it does for the plant versus what it does for the soil. And I think are people say, well, why do I have to know that? Well, if you really care about what you're eating, it starts with where it's grown. And if the stuff in the ground doesn't help support the fiber of the plant, then, you know, you're getting something that's very artificial. And we'll explain what that means in a moment. 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you've been home. Auto with Grace. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event? And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the Chinese tariffs. A lot of conversation the past couple of weeks about our president putting into effect a lot of new tariffs on dozens of American things that are produced by our farmers. Food that goes across the sea to China. So what happens? I know a lot of my friends who are farmers are concerned about these tariffs. And so now what China's doing, because we have put tariffs on Chinese steel, hard goods mostly, that are coming to our country from China, and now the farmers are being affected because pork, meat in general, corn, soy, all of that stuff is being taxed. There's a 25% levy now on U.S. Pork and other things, 15% increase on sparkling wine and a variety of fruits and nuts, 128 new tariffs on food produced by farmers in our country. There's a big impact on farmers all across our country. So those of us who are in the agricultural world, somewhat worried the escalating trade tensions between the two countries may decrease demand for the products, or does it just create another market? Do we find another place to sell these things? As I've said many times before, what's craziest about the way we do business is that we're selling corn, soy, a lot of meats and poultry to other countries, and then we're buying the same stuff from South America, Brazil and Chile, to mention a few. So it doesn't seem like, okay, why don't we just keep the stuff here? China has ended tariffs on soybeans, so let's see what happens. Words to the wise or thoughts? 44 after the hour, American Family Farmer Time with Dave Chapman, the co-founder of the Real Organic Project. Let's get to that part of the nitty-gritty here, Dave. The soil amendments or what's in the soil, why that's important. Some people think that using nitrogen and a lot of commercial fertilizers is good, and I guess it is, depending on how you define good and what it is that you're trying to do. You can certainly make the grass greener and the crops bigger, but what is in the soil, what is what comes out of the soil is what makes the value of the food. So how do we protect that?
Yeah. Okay, well, this is this is a complicated conversation, but it's an important one. And
you got 5 minutes to get. You've got 5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes. I'm going to blast it out here.
Yes.
So the basic ideal of organic farming is to feed the soil, not the plant. And what that means is to feed the life in the soil, all the microbes, all the bacteria, all the fungi. And this is really to embrace the mechanisms by which food has become balanced nutritionally and nutrient dense, and this process of evolution between the plants and the and all the critters in the soil and the insects and the bugs and the worms, all that's been going on for about 350 million years. It's something that, that they've grown together. And so the soil is obviously well-suited to providing the nutrition for a plant. We know from tests that the USDA has done that the nutritional density of food is steadily decreasing over the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. They've gotten the same results in England that they got in the U.S. So why is that? Well, you know, what has happened...
In one word, Monsanto. That's why it is.
Monsanto is a bad word. They, yeah. Even they know it. That's why they're going to change it and get a new name for it.
Right,
you know, the problem with relying primarily on chemical fertilizers to supply fertility is you get big yields, but you get a lot of unintended consequences. And I believe that insect pressure goes up. I believe that disease pressure goes up. So in order
that
to
gives them the ability
things,
to make something new that they can sell to you that will deal with that quote-unquote problem. It's like the Roundup. You know, Roundup kills weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds for the weeds. So you kill the weed,
right.
The seeds are back in the soil, three times as many weeds grow up, so you need three times as much Roundup to kill the weeds that are visible, so we can have three times more with the seeds that go back into the ground. It's like a ridiculous scenario. Anyway, I'm on it too.
It is. And then, yeah. And then they get to sell you the drugs when you get sick. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
This
yeah.
Win-win for these big companies. But, yeah. You know, a really basic, simple response to all that is that if we can build up what one person has called the soil carbon sponge. If we can increase the amount of organic matter that is in the soil, it actually resolves most of the problems. And I think that includes human health problems. I even think that includes climate health problems. So this kind of agriculture in which we're all livestock farmers and our livestock are all the microbial life in the soil, and, of course, we got to feed them, and what we feed them is what they live off of, which is organic matter. And if we have an agriculture designed to do that, we're going to get healthier animals, we're going to get healthier people, and I believe that we will also get a healthier climate. So it is a win-win for everyone except Monsanto.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's what we should all be moving towards as best we can, you know, in a complicated world.
You know, it's very interesting to look at the boards of directors of companies like Monsanto, and then look at the board of directors of companies like Pfizer, and see how they're the same the same names in both of those places.
Yeah.
And we laugh about it, and be like, oh, no, that can't be. Yeah, yes, it is. And so, you know, what? It's so obvious, it's so easy to see that people look beyond it. And that's including many of our farming brethren who are interested in selling a lot of grain and make a lot of money. That's cool. But you can do it without these people. I mean, you think the rest of the world is stupid that they say you can't use this stuff over here? And so, you know, it really is. And man, I get off on this, too. That makes me crazy. So I don't want to keep going down this road. What I would really like to do is have you underscore in the last 60 seconds difference between the USDA organic label and the real organic product label. You're gonna issue labels now that will prove that the product really is organic, right?
Yeah, we're going to try and clarify that for people who care, and some people don't care, but for the many people, I think there are millions of people who do care. We're going to try and create a label that you can say, yes, this was not produced on a CAFO. These eggs came from chickens that were outside. You know, this milk came from cows that were on pasture. These vegetables came from vegetables from plants, and fruits came from plants that were grown in the soil. And it's very simple, and that's, we're just looking for transparency here.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent project, realorganicproject.org, Long Wind Farm, which is where Dave hangs his hat. Another place he grows delicious organic tomatoes and greenhouses in the banks of the Connecticut River. What a great area that is. And thank you for being here, Dave. Appreciate your input. Up next, focus on equine, 10 before the hour.
Yeah. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Joining us now, Dr. Amanda House, who is at the University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine in Gainesville, and Dr. Craig Barnett, who is Director of Equine Veterinary Professional Services in Kansas at the Merck Animal Health Clinic there. This is a focus on West Nile virus. Spring is an important time of year. Disease transmission occurs. I know a lot of people, doctors, that have been in Florida with their horses for the winter, and this, in fact, is the week that they transport the horses. Hundreds, if not thousands of them, come out of Florida, Central Florida, Southern Florida, to go back to the northern climes. And so this looks like something that people should be aware of. When did this start, and how did it start? I suppose we can start with you, Dr. House, please.
Thank you for having us, and good morning. So some equine infectious diseases are significant enough to justify vaccination, especially in the spring, for every single horse. And the American Association of Equine Practitioners refers to these vaccines as the core equine vaccines for horses. And so the core equine vaccines are for West Nile virus, as you said, for rabies, tetanus, and for eastern and western equine encephalomyelitis. The clinical signs and symptoms of these diseases vary a little bit depending upon the disease, but for the most part, they cause neurological symptoms in the horse, which can be extremely devastating.
Dr. Barnett, we used to hear a lot about West Nile, but I don't think we've talked much about it the last couple of years, but apparently it still is a threat. Is it just a threat for equine or for humans as well, both?
Well, I think it's always a threat for both, but we see a lot of West Nile virus in horses across the country, and primarily because of lack in vigilance and vaccinations against West Nile virus, because the vaccines are highly effective, so we really encourage horse owners to vaccinate against West Nile virus. The Equine Disease Communication Center reports on these type of diseases frequently, and when they report on positive cases of West Nile virus in horses, it's generally almost always in horses that have not been vaccinated against West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm. What normally, just to inform people that are not friendly or familiar with horses, do they get the same sort of shots? I'm a dairy guy. I've had a dairy farm. I've been around cows all my life. So I know what shots they get, and I've had friends who have had horses. Is this something, as we talk about, there's a lot of concern about how much vaccination being done to humans. Is there the same concern with animals?
That's a great question, and Dr. House mentioned the core vaccines that we recommend for all horses. Then we have what we call risk-based vaccines, and these are vaccines that are only administered to horses where there is significant risk of exposure to that particular disease.
Mm-hmm.
Equine influenza virus and equine herpes virus are the two most common risk-based vaccines that we administer to horses, and we recommend that horse owners consult with their veterinarian regarding the use of risk-based vaccines.
Dr. House, these diseases, are they likely, because of West Nile having been sort of a southern thing, the horses that are being transported, as I described, out of Florida, for example, and coming north, is it more likely they would be likely to get this, or is it horses west and east, horses everywhere?
Horses everywhere can actually get the diseases that we talked about that are important for the core vaccinations, like West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalomyelitis. But a couple of those diseases, because they are transmitted by mosquitoes, are definitely more prevalent in regions of the country that have particularly long or intense mosquito seasons. And so the southeastern U.S., we definitely need to be very vigilant about our vaccines for Eastern equine encephalomyelitis and West Nile virus. But the whole country sees mosquitoes, so all the horses are at risk.
Yeah, different times of year. But this is the sort of thing, a horse, if it gets sick, could take a couple of weeks, be expensive, or could die. Expensive to take care of more, the horses could die if it's bad enough, right?
They sure can. And so it's going to be important, in addition to vaccination, to consider doing good biosecurity management practices for your horses when they're both at home on the farm as well as away traveling. And some additional information about biosecurity can be found at equinediseasecc.org, but would include things like good hand washing techniques and taking your horse's temperature.
Stuff. All right, Dr. House, Dr. Barnett, thank you for being here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.